Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. You can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. I'd appreciate that. And that way all of the phenomenal animal stuff I post will come up on your timeline. And I'll tell you what, I think I have the best collection of animal photos and videos and stories and all kinds of stuff. I'm amazed at all the stuff that crosses my path. And if you haven't seen the little clip of when kittens grow up with rabbits or are raised with rabbits, it's really cute. If you want to see kitten hopping or hopping kittens, it's very cute. And you can find Jude and Paul Ponton from the Whispering Dragon Center. You can find them on Facebook as well. Whispering Dragon Center is what you look for on Facebook. Then if you want to check out their website, it's whispering-dragon.com. You can send them an email to resonate@whispering-dragon.com. And if you'd like to call them to schedule a session, you can call them at 206-706-2836. Now, we've got one line open. I think maybe, Trina, let's see if we can do a missing link giveaway while we've got a phone line open. So phone line is open. I'll give you the numbers in a moment here. All you got to do is be 18 years or older, and you can't have won a contest on this show or any other show on KKNW in the last 30 days. Then you are eligible, and you can pick whatever version of Missing Link you would like sent to your door. You get a full bag of any of the three dog formulas, skin and coat, hip and joint, or senior dog formula, cat formula. You can have the wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can give to both dogs and cats. You can get the bird formula, or you can get the poultry formula. The only one we don't give away is the horse formula because it's just too big to ask them to ship it for free. So anything else, full bag comes to your door, and you've just got to pick up your phone, call Trina and Prescott, and woohoo! Yeah, he's watching. There he is. Yes. Oh God, I'm gonna get goofy. If I have a teenager in the studio every week, I mean, I just might regress. I just might become a teenager again. How fun is that? I'll have to find out what kind of music he likes. I don't, okay. All right. Oh, never mind. Anyway, I'm already regressing. Let's see. So
need the word.
That's right. That's right. We need the missing link word or phrase of the day. How about we go with Whispering Dragon Center?
Get about it.
Yeah, good to
Whispering
me.
Dragon Center. Pick up your phones now. You can pick up whatever missing link you would like. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, oh, I'm not fast enough to get to my phone, it hasn't rung yet, folks. You have time. Pick up your phone right now and dial. You'll get the free missing link. And Prescott needs somebody to talk to. So you better call him. I mean, you know, he might have ants in his pants. He's a teenager, you know. Let's keep that guy busy. Whispering Dragon Center, you're missing. Like, there we go. Thank you very much. Okay. Now we can continue. Oh, I just want to let you know, if you want to be in touch with Animal World outside of the radio show, you can do that. You can use the same email address, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can go through the website, marthanorwalk.com, or if you want to talk to me personally, either about joining the Animal World family of advertisers, new advertiser special, $26, get you an ad on the show, can't beat that price. I think that's cheaper than anybody. Anyway, also, if you want to do a free telephone evaluation about your animal's behavior training or healing issues, you heard Peggy. I can work miracles sometimes anyway. So, but I do know what I'm talking about. You can reach me at 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. And if you need to send something via the U.S. Postal Service to Animal World, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251. That's 19916 Old Owen Road, number 251, and that's Monroe, Washington, 98272. Okie dokie. We are going to head back to the phones, and we are going back to Seattle and Nikki. Nikki, welcome back to Animal World. You're live again with Jude and Paul Ponton. Hey,
hi.
Nikki.
Hi.
All righty. So let's see. We finished up with Tiger. Is there anything that you need to say about Tiger before we go on to next kitty?
No.
I think
everybody's good?
I think
we're good.
Okay, everybody's good. All right. So, Nikki, tell us about your other cat.
So Peekaboo is probably maybe 18 years old, and she's had stomatitis, you know, the gum inflammation for a while, and I just assumed that's something she had to kind of live with, and I do what I can to make her comfortable, but, you know, maybe not.
First of all, that is supposedly not easily dealt with or cured. I'll tell you that now Jude is already working on Peekaboo. The Earth Pet and Earth Day and Ohm.
Yeah, she's doing again this the Chong channel, that penetrating vessel, because there's a branch of it that goes up and circles the mouth. So kind of helping to strengthen that, and then now she's using the Ohm Chiron to do some healing. I think also we'll see when she gets done here, but I'm thinking large intestine 4 also.
Yeah, but I was trying to do the other coronary, so
Well, they're tuning in and working on peekaboo, Nikki. I will tell you that I have had cats with a stomatitis before. It really is awful. It is, though, a sign or a symptom, if you will, of the underlying endocrine immune imbalance known as Pleckner syndrome. So the only way I know of it to completely heal it is by diagnosing and then balancing the Pleckner imbalance. Unfortunately, this particular endocrine immune imbalance has been missed by traditional veterinary medicine. One veterinarian in the country that discovered it, you know, like 50, 60 years ago and has been working with it ever since. Fortunately, we do have Dr. Bill Burlingame up in our area, who is very familiar with it. He's the only vet around that knows what this is all about, knows how to test for it and treat it. So if you decide now, you know, at 18 years old, I don't know if it really would be worth it, you know, to put him through that. But I'm going to give you Dr. Bill's private number.
Okay.
So that after, let's see what Jude and Paul are able to do for peekaboo with this. You know, Dr. Nels also may be able to help. But it wouldn't be a bad idea at all for you to call Dr. Bill. Tell him that we talked to you on the air, that, you know, and Jude and Paul did some work, but you mentioned the stomatitis, and I told you about Pleckner and stuff, but we're dealing with an 18-year-old cat.
Right.
So just find out with him. He won't tell you to do, you know, he's very reasonable, and he wouldn't, you know, advise you do something that just doesn't make sense for the kitty. But are you ready to write something down?
Almost.
Okay. You let me know when you're ready. And, they're doing a lot of work on peekaboo here.
Well, she did some stuff on the did some stuff on the conception vessel. It goes up the front and ends in the kind of the bottom of the mouth, and then did a point on the hand that affects the head and the face, and then she just did some stuff in the field also to help open it up.
Yeah, because that stomatitis, that's just extreme inflammation in the mouth and very, very painful.
Yeah, I mean, every time they eat.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's Dr. Bill Burlingame.
Okay.
Dr. Bill Burlingame. You can find him on Facebook. He has Quilceta Vet Clinic in Marysville is where he's at. He works Monday through Wednesday, but I'm giving you his private consultation number.
Okay.
And that's 425-903-1913.
Great.
425-903-1913. If I had him scheduled to be in to do a Vet Sunday soon, you could call, but I don't have him scheduled for a Vet Sunday, so just give him a call and find out, okay?
I will. Thanks so much.
All righty. So let's see. Now, it looks like Jude's still tuning in to Peekaboo here.
I'm picking up a pattern in his field that's connected to like an other dimensional pattern. I mean, it's really odd. It's not, you know, it's just simultaneous dimensions, and
right.
It's like in another one. So I'm just going to play there for a minute.
Okay.
Just sort of
so got
Chiron
and
for
Chiron.
Healing and Nibiru to create a new matrix for a different pattern.
Well, and bless Peekaboo for still being around at 18.
Yeah.
That's really up there for... how long have you had him?
I've probably had her. Probably, yeah, 5 years maybe.
Oh, okay. So you adopted an older kitty.
I did.
Bless your heart.
I inherited an older kitty.
Oh, you inherited an older kitty. Well, thank you for taking her.
Yeah. She's a joy.
Wonderful.
So I did a little, with that pattern that you're working on, Jude, I did a little bit of a Fibonacci spiral sort of thing to unwind. We didn't bring our conch shell along that we use for unwinding a lot, but we just kind of virtually use a little opening.
Wonderful. Oh, and by the way, congratulations, we have a Missing Link winner in Montlake Terrace. Allie won the Missing Link. Congratulations. Good work, you guys. Ah, there he is. Okay. The show's not going to be the same anymore, Prescott, unless you're here. Okay. So we'll just cancel your Saturday night parties from now on. You got a place to be here. You got to keep Martha young. Gosh, I love him. He's too cute. All right, so is that we're good on Peekaboo?
Yep.
All right, Peekaboo and Tiger, you guys are all set. And notice what's different and let me know how they're doing, okay?
Thanks so much.
All righty. And the next time we can tune in with that stuff is, let's see, the second Sunday of September is Talk to Your Animals Day, so our great communicator, Darcy Pariso, will be in.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be talking to him to find out. So you better put us on your date for the second Sunday of September. Put us on your calendar.
Thanks so much.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Very patient in Issaquah, and it's Carrie. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Is it Carrie? Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
It's Kari.
Kari. Oh, see, I'd said Kari before, and I was just thinking Kari, but I thought that
it's
was the...
It's a tricky one. I heard you. You said it right.
Yeah, but because my mother had a Norwegian friend whose name was Kari, but everybody else said Carrie. So anyway, Kari,
yeah,
I was...
It's true. I answered to both.
All right, so what's going on, Kari?
Well, I'm calling for my dog, Duke. He is a rescue. We think he's about 8 years old. We've had him about 6 years, but the past, I think...
Okay, what kind
months,
of dog is he?
He is a mix. He's Australian Kelpie and a little Border Collie, a quarter Corgi, and then a quarter Unknown. So he's a true mix.
Okay.
But he has the Kelpie body shape and the black and white coloring.
Black and white, okay. And what's going on with Duke?
Well, outwardly, I know he needs a good dental cleaning, but he just seems a little bit more tired, and I can see the age kind of starting this year. And so just kind of a general question, if we could just take a look at him. He's a very sensitive dog. He's the best dog in the world. Oh, my goodness.
All right. We like to hear that. Okay, so the best dog in the world, at the moment anyway, would be Duke.
Absolutely.
Now, Jude, you're starting out with an Earth Day and a Venus.
Yeah.
So what are you guys getting?
Well, it's we're picking up his kidney energy. Kidney and Chinese medicine, kidney is sort of like the battery of the body. And so we're doing Venus relates directly to the kidneys, and then the Earth Day fork is, of course, a tonifying fork. So we're kind of building kidney energy.
Because 8 years old is that's just kind of middle age. It's a little young to be starting to show major signs of aging with most dogs anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So be good to nip whatever it is in the bud here.
He and I are really connected, and
I think stomach 36 also.
Here comes Earth Day and Om again.
Yeah, again on stomach 36.
Is that for energy with the Earth Day? Okay, yeah. It's going to rev his engines a little bit here.
And when you mentioned his teeth, it sounds like that might be worth addressing.
Right.
Okay. Getting that taken care of. I know that they even have the non-anesthesia dental cleaning out of some, All the Best Pets.
Yeah, All the Best Pet Care, I think they still have
they do.
Somebody that comes in that does non-anesthesia cleaning.
Okay.
I know they do it sometimes. They're at Seattle Lake City store, but they've got a bunch of other stores all around the area. But since they're not currently advertising with me, I don't know all the locations. Susan? Hello? Are you listening? But you could check with All the Best Pet Care if you're interested in a non-anesthesia dental cleaning.
That would be great.
I recommend it. I mean, unless the dog has to go under anesthesia for some other reason and you can do the teeth at the same time, I always think it's better.
You know, if they need extractions or something, that could be different. But if you can avoid anesthesia, that's always a good idea.
Right.
So still kind of addressing kidney and just general energy.
He does have some separation anxiety, especially with me. My whole family can be home, but if I leave, he's at the door the entire time waiting for me. It's very sweet.
So he's real bonded with you.
I also want him Yeah, I also want him comfortable if I'm not around or can't take him with me.
Yeah, so also kind of building and solidifying the subtle field around the body. Here using Saturn, which is consolidating, and we said it had to do with structure in the skeleton, but it also has to do with structure in general and integrity. So, and then using the Earth Day to build the strength of the field as well, and then Mars and Venus to balance the yin and yang polarities.
Mm-hmm.
That just changed. Something just changed.
Well, Yin Chao is good for the abandonment, separation stuff. So I'm going to...
We're going to do an extraordinary vessel that is affects the... kind of balances the... kind of not fear like the kidneys, but kind of the heart and the kind of unsettled feeling in the in the heart energy. Not I'm not saying there's anything wrong with his heart. It's just the but the energy of the heart, the what's called the shen or the spirit, sometimes can get a little shaky, and that may be what's going on with the separation anxiety.
And then also the yin wei for the heart.
Yeah.
Doing the yin wei for the heart too.
Yeah,
is that what you said?
Oh, what were you doing first? I thought you were doing the yin wei.
Yin chao.
Oh, you did the yin chao. Okay. Yeah, which has to do with separation stuff. Yeah, but this the yin wei is what I was talking about was having to do with balancing that heart energy.
So that's what she's doing now.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Excellent. You'll have to let us know, Kari, if it makes... Oh, he's getting the big Tibetan bowl. Love that.
Oh, he's just... he's laying out flat for you now.
He probably...
He did a big stretch. You're a good boy.
He'd probably like to see this bowl filled with kibbles, but...
Sometimes when we have these bowls on the floor, our poodle will come up and look at us like,
"Oh, you're done.
Why is this empty?
Isn't there something
magic
missing?
Wants you to put food in the Tibetan bowls when they're on the floor?" Oh, that's cute. Fill up
that's
this bowl.
Adorable.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. Okay, so that's feels complete at the time. So, Kari, you'll need to let us know how Duke is doing.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We are going to take care of advertisers. So, Phyllis, hold on to your line. We will come to you next. And we've got open lines, and there's still time to get in. We've got to get a little current events in at some point. Local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen, has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you just heard again about the great New Pro supplements. I just want to make sure that you know we're talking about New Pro, N-U-P-R-O, as in Paul, newpro.supplements.com. They are fabulous supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out. And just heard about Dr. Nels Rasmussen again. Check him out at www.nelshealingministry.com. And you can find him on Facebook as well. And, you know, he does house calls all over the place. So if you want to give him a call, 425-238-2668. Alrighty, Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle are here. We're doing harmonic energy shifting. We have open phone lines, and there's still time for you to get in. Local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And we are going to head to, well, San Juan. And talk to Phyllis. Phyllis, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton.
Hello, everybody. Thank
Good morning.
You so much.
Hello. You're out, what, on San Juan Island?
I am.
Woohoo!
I am. Because you gave me a mantra when I was in the midst of all of my turmoil, relationship and where to live and what to do with my business. And it was the everything that happens to me is a blessing from the divine.
Oh yeah, was that last week or was that before?
Last week with Dr. Nels, and I stood up for myself. I have a new apartment.
Oh wow!
I'm here on this lovely island with my dear friend Cheryl, and I just had a fantastic week.
Wow.
And I said the mantra in the morning and in the middle of the day and at night, happens, and then change it to is happening, and then change it to everything that happens. And I thank you so much. And I still feel a little scared about, you know, all of the unknown. Hopeful, very hopeful.
Well, that's okay, because Jude and Paul are here, and they'll unravel all of that. I'm just pulling out my notes from last week. Phyllis called in with Dr. Nels, and this is what things that I jotted down here.
Uh-huh.
Blob of nerves.
Yeah.
Starting a business, physical therapist, relationship partner issues, upset and trust. Those were the words that came through for you.
Yeah.
But she was really struggling. Did Dr. Nels say you were stuck in freeze and flight too?
No.
I can't remember. I don't think so.
But your issue was trusting. Yes.
And all of that. So I did give you the affirmations to do.
Yes.
And I know that energetically, if you do them 3 times a day for 7 days in a row, it really does shift the energy. I found it so profoundly shifting in my life that I do them every day and just have continued that on. I'll pass them on again to anybody who's listening now that wants the affirmations that didn't get them last week. But you actually, Phyllis, you felt a shift after Dr. Nels worked on you.
Yes.
And then with the affirmations, things have continued to prove all week, right?
Yes. I felt a shift to hope, and I focused on trusting and receiving and your mantra.
All right, so Jude has already tuned in here and has been working on you here for a while. So what's going on, Paul?
Well, she did some stuff again for kind of balancing kidney energy, which is a fear thing again. And then now we're going back to kind of what we did last call, working on the yin wei here for you. Because Yin Wei, one of the things that it does, we were talking about the affecting the heart. It has to do with feeling vulnerable, even for as extreme as feeling betrayed, can be addressed with that. So this.
What was the last word? Feeling vulnerable and feeling what?
Betrayed.
Oh. Okay.
That's the extreme of it. Can address. And then, but it opens up the heart to unconditional love and compassion, and allows us to work from a heart-centered space. So rather than kind of thinking over everything analytically, kind of opening up our hearts and allowing things to flow, turning ourselves over to source or, the higher self or God or however you relate to those concepts, and letting them take care of the details. You know, you can set your intentions for what you want and then kind of let the universe take care of the details.
Yeah.
So that kind of opens up that. Where are you now, Jude?
Well, I did the Yin Wei, and then I'm doing the Dai for moving forward.
Okay.
And
so this is another channel.
Expanding and flowing.
Yeah, this is another channel, another extraordinary vessel channel that wraps around the waist, but it's related to, this sometimes translates as the belt channel or sometimes the girdle channel.
Are you doing grounding now on her feet with a big ohm forks?
Yeah, but first she opened up the Daimai, or this belt vessel, which allows for forward movement. It's, people that kind of get stuck and kind of want to move forward. And now she's kind of grounding all that in.
Stuff sounds great for you, Phyllis.
Wow, it does.
And then,
are you feeling anything as they're working?
My legs are tingling.
Woohoo! All right. Now you're getting the Mars and Venus chimes.
Chimes in the field.
Love
yeah.
those chimes.
Balancing yin and yang again.
Woohoo! So I got to ask you, Phyllis, what's the weather doing over there on San Juan Island?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's kind of blue sky with clouds moving in, and it's wavy. Oh, wavy. That means the wind is blowing the branches of the trees.
So you got some wind, but you got our sunshine, because we're all socked in now over here.
Yeah. Well, it was clear a little bit ago, and now it's definitely more cloudy than it was about an hour or so ago.
Okay. Well, Jude's finishing up. For anyone who's listening, if you want to know what affirmations Phyllis has been doing all week, this is affirmations that come from the spiritual directors of the Ananda Worldwide community. And you do one affirmation in the morning, one during the day sometime, and one at night. I recommend you do them three times each time you say them. The one in the morning is, everything that happens today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. Then during the day, you say, everything that is happening today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. And then last thing before bed, you say, everything that happened today is a blessing from the divine for my spiritual evolution. So you say each one three times, and at least three times a day. You can do it more if you want. And then, of course, you want to consciously change your attitude, so that no matter what's happening, good or bad, you're looking for the silver lining, or you're looking for the blessing from the divine. Because a lot of, yucky stuff will happen. You don't realize until after the fact that it really was a blessing. Had a situation with a friend of mine who was, for all intents and purposes, stuck up to his eyeballs in a situation where I saw it just didn't seem like there was any way out. He did this affirmation, and by golly, it did get worse before it got better, but when it hit rock bottom, the miracle happened, and everything was resolved. So it really makes a huge, huge difference. So that's for everybody who wasn't here with Phyllis last week. And Phyllis got it.
Things did get more intense before they resolved, but the intensity just made me more determined to walk on my path instead of others.
Excellent. So you were feeling the tingling now. Jude, it looks like you guys are feeling complete with Phyllis at this point.
Yeah.
So anything follow-up for her?
Well, two things. Pay attention to what's different and sing.
And sing.
Oh, my gosh, I love to sing, and I haven't been singing for years.
Duh.
Sing, it'll open your heart and uplift you.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you, kind humans.
All right. So open that mouth. Sing. And what'd you say? It will open her heart.
And uplift her spirit.
And uplift your spirits. So
wow.
You're being prescribed. So Dr. Nell's homework is you're focusing on trust.
Yes.
And that word. You're doing the affirmations for me.
Yes.
And now for Jude and Paul, you're going to sing to open your heart and uplift your spirits.
Oh.
And we're going to watch for the San Juan Islands to be moving here pretty quick. It sounds like you're on a roll.
Oh, thank you so much, everybody.
All right. Bye. God bless, Phyllis. Thanks for calling Animal
Thanks
World.
For calling.
Okay. Bye-bye. Gosh, this is a great day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Woohoo. All right. Well, let's have another great call here, and let's go to Seattle and welcome Deanna. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon.
Good morning.
Good morning, Deanna.
Hi. I had a heart attack in May.
Oh, bless
your
heart.
And I'm just wondering if there's anything else I need to do to keep the healing going forward.
So have you been progressing well? Do you feel good and so forth?
I don't really feel good. I feel wiped out. I've just had a variety of things come up. I'm just handling each one at a time. But, it's just a process that one goes through.
Okay. Well, Jude and Paul are tuning in. Did you hear the last call, Deanna?
Yes, ma'am. I wrote down the affirmations.
Okay, that was my next question. Did the affirmation resonate at all with you?
Yeah.
Because
it
sounds like it. That was getting, as soon as I was hearing you say, and I'm wiped out, and there's so lots of stuff. What Jude and Paul do right now is going to shift all this energy and all this stuff around, and then your part is to start doing that affirmation. You do it 3 times a day, 7 days in a row. Most people find such a profound shift, they just make it part of their daily practice from that point on.
All right.
But you heard Phyllis, she noticed a huge difference. I mean, it sounds like her whole life turned around in less than a week. Yeah, how cool is that? So
yeah,
Jude and Paul, what are you guys getting here for Deanna?
Well, I don't know. What are you
doing the yin way?
Oh, we're doing the yin way again, because the opening point for this is a pericardium point. So it's pericardium is what's called the heart governor, or heart wrapper, and it's helps to strengthen the energy around the heart. The other thing that came up when you mentioned this, the word popped in forgiveness. I don't know if there's any like forgiveness issues that need to be released or anything like that, but that's what came up. And so we actually did a little kind of opening for issues to allow that. So she's going to... this is back to the stomach 36 point on the leg for building energy. This is, this is a very strong point for generating energy and supporting energy and, kind of regenerating and all of that. So helping with helping your body to help you heal. We're doing heart chakra, front and back with the Venus and Mars fork, the Venus on the front of the heart chakra and the Mars fork on the back to balance the yin and yang energies of the heart.
Now, are you feeling anything, Deanna?
I just feel the shift in my heart.
That's what she's working on.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Love it.
So I'm doing a little tapping just above the heart, too. I think this is a thymus thing, but we'll just tap that. That opened up.
Yay. Excellent. We're going to get you feeling better in no time here.
Nice.
Yeah.
And so I do feel a pattern in your energy field. I think it's a time travel thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's in the back, so it's past stuff. Yeah.
Well, and of course, isn't it past stuff that kind of, you know, messes up the detail that can make heart attacks and stuff? Huh?
Well, yeah, often. I mean, it's, you know, our hearts are more than just pumps. They're, you know, the seat of compassion in Chinese medicine. They're the seat of the mind.
And the spirit and the,
which has to do with you know, calmness and helping with sleep and all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So now I feel like I want to do something with that pattern, and it looks like it's like a healing and reconfiguring.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And actually, that took me to yet another place on the timeline.
So you're still time traveling here.
Well, yeah, we went back, and then when she unwrapped that, it went back a little further.
Interesting. So now you're moving it forward?
Well, am I connecting? Once I cleared the pattern in the back, I connected that clearing to a forward in the timeline.
Ah, excellent. Woohoo. Well, I would imagine that your recovery time should start speeding up here.
Yeah. There just has been something that's just been in the way. And I've been doing clearings and different things, and it just...
Now you're getting the big Tibetan bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, apparently that they had to time travel to get to whatever it was.
Wow.
Oh, no, and... Now Paul's doing Jupiter Fork at the same time.
Yeah.
Is that expanding it?
Yeah, for expansion and, you know, opening.
Excellent. Woo.
Now, there was a major shift in my heart. Whatever that blockage was, it's gone.
Yay! Woohoo! Love to hear that. You're going to have to stay in touch, Deanna, and let me know how you're doing.
I will.
Because I told all of you folks that have been listening today and in here, you know, we're doing all the same things that we've been doing, you know, for years here on the show. But I told you we have something new in the studio that I brought in, and it's intensely powerful and opens up all kinds of dimension stuff. So we're really, I'm expecting there to be a lot more movement related today than usual. So you guys complete with Deanna?
I think instructions for her? Well, she could sing too. That's always good for opening your heart.
It does open your heart.
Yeah, so opening, when it's hearts involved, singing is important, huh?
Well, yeah, okay. Singing's
always
important.
Okay.
All right.
So lots of singing, and then your part, you're going to follow up with the affirmation.
Yes, ma'am.
And I expect you to be flying.
Cool. Yeah, that last little thing that they did just made something in my upper chest just giggle. I don't know what
Love it.
Well, and you know what, giggling, laughter, feeling happy, feeling joyful changes your whole body chemistry, and it creates a whole set of healing, you know, hormones and other chemicals in your body, so healing takes place faster.
The other thing that we sometimes tell people to do if they've had these kinds of situations where something in their body is sort of tricked out is close your eyes and send a smile to your heart.
Oh, send a smile to your heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it'll smile back.
Well, and there's also a healing sound for the heart that you could do, which is ha. Like H-A-W, uh-huh. Or elongated, the W is like, and send smiling while you're doing that.
All right.
Aha with smiling faces. All right, Deanna.
I've got my homework.
All right, I'm looking forward to hearing back from you. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Before we run out of time, we got to catch up, take care of our advertisers. And for the last time in the show, we'll do a quick current events and chat ourselves out of the show. Really appreciate all your calls today. It's been wonderful. I can't wait to hear back from everybody. All right. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and, well, sorry to say that we're winding down the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We don't call it the fastest 3 hours in radio for nothing, and we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, by the way, next Sunday is the last Sunday of the month, and that is traditionally anymore the Sunday of the month that I take off, and we run an encore presentation, and I will be running next week. Will be our Educating the Human Animal show. Ananda teacher, Ananda Yoga teacher training director Morley Venkatrayo was in the studio with us earlier this month. And man, what a show did we have! Mike missed it because he was out of town, but I'll tell you what, it was just phenomenal. Morley is such a magnetic personality, a phenomenal Indian accent, and well on his way to a PhD in yoga that he's doing out of India. So he's traveling back and forth and stuff. But wonderful to hear about India, about the history of yoga and so forth, and then kind of Ananda Hatha Yoga 101 and what it can do to help you. I'm so inspired. I'm signing up. So anyway, you want to be here next week if you missed the show or if you'd just like to hear Morley again. He really is phenomenal. Right now, before we do anything else, let's do current events. Okie dokie, speaking of entertainment, what have we got here? Well, we're getting a break from the heat today and tomorrow, but I'm going to remind you the heat is coming back and we'll be back up to almost 90s again by the end of next week, or this coming week, and I want you to be sure that you are pay attention to your animal friends and do not take your dogs in the car. And if you have to, then you've got to monitor them very, very closely. Know that even on a 70-degree day with the windows partially open, it only takes 10 minutes for the car to heat up hot enough to start cooking your dog. So be attention. Remember the sun moves. And if it's any way possible, leave the dogs at home. Let's see. I'm doing my classes again, The Keys to Understanding Your Animal Friends and Resolving Any Problems You Have with Them. I will be at East West Bookshop in Seattle in September. It's a two-part class, but you can take them individually. They stand alone, but you get a better price if you do them both. And, of course, that's what I recommend. Part one is Communicating with Animals, focusing on interspecies and telepathic empathetic communication, Wednesday, September 14th. From 6:30 to 9 p.m. Part two is the human-to-animal transference and learn how your physical, mental, and emotional energy affects your animals and how to deal with it, and more tools to clear the channel, so to speak, to communicate better. That is on Wednesday, September 21st, 6:30 to 9 p.m. as well. They're $26 a piece, or both classes for $45. And all you got to do is call East West Bookshop to make a reservation. Number's 206-523-3726. Alrighty, let's see that. Nine lives for $9 during the month of August at Homeward Pet Adoption Center in Woodinville. All adult cats 2 years and up are $9 instead of their normal $75 adoption fee. And remember, we got the fabulous Homeward Pet dog walk like no other. The fourth annual Happy Tales Wine Walk will be Saturday, September 17th. 18 of Woodinville's finest wineries and 20-plus dog-centric vendors. Tickets are on sale now, homewardpet.org. Paws Walk, the 25th walk at Marymore Park in Redmond, August 27th. And registration is open, pawswalk.net. You can buy tickets now for the 19th annual Black Cat Ball, October 29th, benefiting Perfect Pals in Arlington, perfectpals.org to get those tickets. And I think that kind of covers everything. I told you next week coming up, we've got Morley from Ananda Teacher Training Program in the house. Encore presentation next Saturday, and then the first Saturday of September we will be doing a Shelter Rescue Sanctuary show. All kinds of good interviews for you there, but I can't tell you who now because I don't know yet, but I will by the time September 4th rolls around. And I just heard September 18th, as a popular demand, Morley's going to be back in the studio with us, and he's going to do a condensed version of his 3-night class that he does once a year, and it's The Sacred Secrets of Hinduism and the Lineage of Yoga. Woo-hoo. He was so, I can't wait. I could listen to him forever. So that's going to be September 18th. Well, all right, so Jude and Paul, you guys got anything coming up at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle?
Well, we have lots of acutonics classes. We actually have a level one class coming up in October. Is that in October? We have a lot of upper level classes, but there's a level one class. So if you are an energy worker or are just interested in learning more about the acutonic system, it's a 3-day class. It's pretty, you know, it's for learning how to use the forks in a pretty comprehensive way. But So that's coming up.
And you can look on our website. There's a drop down under classes that shows current classes that are already scheduled. But if you find you know there isn't a class schedule that you want to take, you can call us because we do custom scheduling as well.
Wonderful. So that's whispering-dragon.com,
yeah.
And click on like classes or something.
I think it says classes.
To see what's going on.
We just got a great new shipment of Tibetan bowls that people could, if they want to buy a bowl for themselves, they can come in and play them and have fun and
get a bowl.
Choose a bowl. And we have just recently welcomed the Sedna Gong. In July,
and let me tell you, it is
the collection that we did not have. So.
How large a diameter is the Sedna Gong?
Thirty-eight. I think it's
38 inches
in diameter.
It is huge. It is phenomenal.
Yeah,
you got to get into the Gong Room if you haven't been in there, folks. And remember that Jude and Paul Patton are the authors of Accutonics for Cats and Dogs.
Yes.
And so you can take these classes to learn how to use the forks, and you can become a practitioner if you want. You can use them on in your own practice, with humans or whatever. I mean, I have forks. I continue to be educated by Jude and Paul, and I'm amazed at what they're doing. I saved my cat's eye this week with forks. Unbelievable. They're just phenomenal. So if you want to check it out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give them a call at 206-706-2836. And also keep in mind that you guys do work remotely.
Yes, we do. We do lots of remote.
As part of your practice. And so you can work on humans or animals, obviously, like we did today, remotely. Mm-hmm. But you also do like space clearings and property clearings or business clear whatever.
Yeah, balancing of offices and homes, and sometimes when people are wanting to sell homes, they call to have stuff cleared, or if they've just moved into some place that's new and they want, clearer energy, or sometimes people have picked up patterns that are, feel weird to them. Anything like that. We've
we just did
lots and lots of those.
Just did a clearing for a really beautiful house on the water in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Ooh.
That I hope it's been on the market since last December. So.
Well, they're trying to get it to sell, huh?
Yeah, they're trying to sell it, yeah.
Clear out all that yucky stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So we've done, we do lots of those kinds of things, and we've had lots of feedback about really positive results.
Yeah, like I said, I think your remote sessions are extremely powerful, and your book Accutonics for Dogs and Cats is that available any place besides from you guys?
It's actually available on Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah, okay.
Amazon is
so Jude and Paul Patton. That's Patton. Accutonics, is it for cats and dogs or for dogs and cats?
Dogs and cats.
Accutonics for
dogs and cats. Sound healing for animal health.
Sound healing for animal health. Great book with all kinds of diagrams and everything. And it's like, but if you haven't started doing forks
and photographs,
took me a long time to get into it. Oh yeah,
great pictures. And we try to make it so that you don't necessarily need to be a practitioner to use the book. And
oh yeah, hey, if I can figure out, if I can learn how to do it, anybody can.
Yeah, you do have to get yourself a set of ohm forks to start with.
But
I ohm all my medication now, all my supplements, all the animals' meds and supplements. Makes a huge difference. I can even cheat and eat something with gluten if I ohm it first with my forks. It changes the vibration of the food, folks.
Yes, uh-huh. It does.
Well, maybe that'll get your attention. All right, we're running out of time, so I got to go. Next week, Morley, encore presentation, all the Ananda Hatha Yoga stuff. Really, really great show. 2 weeks, Shelter Rescue Sanctuary. Stay tuned today for an encore presentation of Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis. And if you want to get in touch with Jude and Paul Patton, whispering-dragon.com, 206-706-2836. Mike, thank you so much. And hey, two thumbs up, four paws and a tail for my outstanding call screeners today. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to open your heart. Share your love with all living things, and I'll talk to you again next week.